So it was about 20 years ago that two dear friends of mine informed me that, you know, that for African Americans, that July 4th was an incomplete story, because for 100 years after the Declaration of Independence, the freedom really wasn't extended to them. It was a hope, but it hadn't happened yet. Juneteenth was the beginning of that, Lloyd.
Yeah, and that, you know, it was 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation that they found out in Galveston, Texas, that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed and that enslaved African Americans were free. So that's when, and that happened on the 19th of June. And so Juneteenth is a mixture of June and Teenth, and that's where you get Juneteenth from.
June and 19th.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just can't believe for 2 years they didn't know, and so they continued along this path, and that's
absolutely
terrible.
And it was, continued to be slavery.
But there wasn't social media. There wasn't like a way to get information disseminated quickly, and so people used that
right
against them.
And let's not forget there were also ways around that. The people were still enslaved. You maybe paid them. In fact, that's kind of how tipping started.
That's right.
Which should have no part in the discussion about whether or not to continue it now. But they say it has racist roots. Well, okay. But, yeah. I mean, there were ways that people were still, there was de facto slavery, even though the emancipation. So within African-American families, I mean, we're hot dogs, apple pie, and fireworks.
Yeah, tell me about the celebration.
How do you celebrate it within the Black community?
Well, you know, we basically, you know, do a lot of the same things, but we also learn about, you know, the time, that time when we had, you know, Juneteenth, and when the people in Galveston, Texas were told about it, and we celebrate with, you know, food and music, and we have a
good
time.
Like you're celebrating today?
Absolutely.
Where are you going?
You know, me and my son, we talked about it because my wife is working today.
And as are you, and we're appreciative of that you're here.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm going to go to the museum, to the African-American Museum. I know that's where I'm going to be, because I know they're going to have this jubilee.
Oh, okay.
They're the Juneteenth Jubilee that they have every year, and it's been a while since I've been to the Museum of African American History. They have some great exhibitions, "In Still We Rise" and "Paths to Freedom," great things. And I just think we have one of the best African American museums, I think, in the country, aside from the one in Washington D.C., which I have not been to yet, which I want to go to because I've heard so many great things about that museum.
I think it's a wonderful holiday, because it completes the American story for all Americans.
Mm-hmm. And I did not know about this growing up in school. This was not taught.
It's not taught in school.
I'm learning about it as it has become a national holiday and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm a history nerd and didn't know about it. And thanks to my sister from another mother, Rhonda Walker, and Sheree Calhoun.
She was like, listen, guys, have a seat.
when I started at Channel 4, a morning in June, they're like, mm-hmm. Sit down. We're going to tell you the story, and they did. And I think it's a wonderful celebration.
Yeah,
and it's something that all of us should cherish.
It's a federal holiday, people, so understand you won't get any mail today, and the banks are closed.
So that means we don't get any bills.
That's right.
Okay, then.
We're rich.
We got one day. We got a day off with the bills.
But there are a number of ways that you can market. We mentioned the Wright Museum of African American History. Londa Jack is manager of community engagement, and she's going to engage us right now.
Good morning, Yolanda.
Good
morning. How are you?
And happy Juneteenth to you.
Happy Juneteenth to you as well.
We got to you a little late. Sorry about that. Let's run down some of the events.
Juneteenth at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History opens this morning. We begin our day with a day of with yoga. We have Mama Tanae and Mama Het will lead the two different styles of yoga presentation for people, and we'll have accompanying them Floella strings with some lovely cello and violin music to bring the day a beautiful start. And then we'll continue right on through with community partners engaging around voting registration, education in terms of what's going on in Black history at the museum. You'll learn all about the history of Juneteenth, and as an opportunity to have fun and enjoy yourself as well, you have freedom meals for the members If you are a member of the Wright Museum, you can show up and get your museum membership, and you will have a free meal on us. That's a part of the perks of being a member of the Wright Museum. And then throughout the day, you'll have music and activities for the kids, storytelling, horseback riding. There'll be a lot of fun all day long going on for all of everybody in the family to think about, celebrate, and remember the Day of Freedom way back in 1865 in Galveston, Texas, for the people who got their freedom way back then.
And Yolanda, you know, the museum's exhibitions down there, the And Still We Rise, Path to Freedom as well. I mean, those exhibitions, they really kind of complement the Juneteenth festivities and enhance the visitors' understanding of African-American history.
Absolutely. If you want to learn more about the Black history experience and story, the And Still We Rise exhibition is an excellent exhibition to see. It is a survey, a timeline from prehistoric Africa all the way up to modern day times here in the city of Detroit. And of course, Path to Freedom, Audacity to Thrive are available. Our amazing, amazing newer exhibit, Double ID. All of these exhibitions underscore, underpin, and support the story of liberation, freedom, as well as the resilience and the important history that has happened here in Detroit and across the United States and globally as it relates to Black people. One of the things that we maintain at the Wright Museum is that although we talk about Black history isn't a separate type of history. Black history is history. It is American history. It is world history. So you'll learn those things and see those things and underscore and underpin those and highlight those ideas when you go through those exhibitions.
How many people are you expecting today for this celebration?
We have had a great turnout over the years. It's grown every year. We'll probably have over 1,000 people coming through, well over, and especially with the heat, we expect people to come. Bring your water. We'll have water. Bring your mats. Bring your yoga mats to start out the day. Bring your lawn chairs to enjoy the concert and the music. Have a great time. It'll be a really fun day. We're not expecting any rain, happily, so we're going to have a great, amazing day today.
No, but your yoga class, it's going to be
hot yoga.
Well, it's at the start of the day, so it's not the hottest type. No, what is that? Ashtanga yoga. So yeah. It will be warm, but
it's very trendy.
It's true, and people, I think, are going to have a good time. But it'll be in the chair as well as in the five Tibetan rites, so you'll have an opportunity to not do just the full-on full body flows, but you'll also, for people who are maybe less mobile, who may have a limited mobility in terms of where they're able to practice yoga. So it's really understanding different modalities of how to get your body moving, how to get engaged, and how to maintain a level of flow and fluidity in your body, as well as have that meditative moment to begin to think about, where do we begin in our day? How do you center yourself and move forward? So, yeah, well, it's a good idea to think about it, yeah.
You got our flow started. Thank you, Yolanda Jack. Have a great day at the Wright Museum.
You too, and I hope to see you at the museum today.
All right, coming up, Need Does Not Take a Vacation. We'll tell you how you can help next on JR Morning.